KFNC.
Mont Belvieu, Houston.
ESPN 97.5. A Gao Media Station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. So I don't know how... There's a person named Rosie on Twitter. And she put out... Fordham University, the Jesuit University of New York, she put out a report card of Donald J. Trump. His address was 85-15 Wareham Place. You know you're rich if you have a dash in your address. 45-15 Wareham Place.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Is that in England?
Well, his dad was rich. His dad, no, it was in Jamaica, New York. He was in Jamaica, New York. I guess I don't know. This is all new to me. But it's he. Okay, so here are the classes he took:
all right.
English 102, Intro to Management, Microeconomics, Managerial Finance, and Statistics.
Okay,
that sounds like a lot. This must have been his sophomore. Or junior year, because you don't take this stuff your freshman year. This seems like this is a heavy load because it was semester. These are his grades from semester one. What do you think his GPA was? Zero, F is zero, D is one, A is four.
3.0.
Del?
2.8. 1.28.
He got a D plus.
Very huge.
D plus in English 102 literature. He got a C minus in intro to management.
What grade
C minus in microeconomics.
When is this?
C minus in managerial finance. It's sophomore or junior, I think. And an F in statistics.
In high school or college?
College, Fordham.
Fordham doesn't have some policy where you fall under a certain grade point average. They boot you.
It's sliding scale with...
When you're rich.
It's sliding scale with rich. With donations.
Yeah.
Right.
Donations can do a lot.
So this was a 1.28 just for this.
1.28.
1.28
just
for this semester.
Maybe just had a bad semester.
Well, yeah. But I could certainly see this.
Well, considering the classes he took, economics, I could see how that might not go well for him.
Microeconomics, managerial finance. Yeah, he hasn't been really,
When you watch Dirty Money and you find out... Well, wow.
He's not really good at that managerial finance
what
thing.
What was the over-under on those? No.
Dirty Money is very revealing. Yeah.
I'm opening another casino. Like, I know. What about everyone said? Someone, can we get paid on this whole Atlantic City thing?
Not really.
No. Nah.
Someone pointed out, the guy makes a joke all the time, that he failed at running a casino. You know, thing where the book always wins?
His That's casino super hard.
Failed.
Yeah. Well, but he didn't really run it. He was just overseeing.
He hired people.
He
didn't hire the right people.
Well, he also was spending tremendous amounts of money on stuff.
And I'm sure all the people he hired were very diverse.
Well, yeah.
Because that's what he does. He does.
We haven't mentioned this. Houston's favorite quarterback, not Vince Young.
Brandon Whedon?
Case Keenum.
Brandon Whedon.
Was traded to the Washington Redskins for a 6th-round pick. So now, that potentially throws Josh Rosen out of the mix from Washington. I'm starting to... Arizona's running out of places to trade. Where exactly does Josh Rosen get traded?
Oh, man. That's a really difficult question.
I was just saying, path of least resistance is Washington Redskins. They have a need at quarterback.
How about
the
Miami?
Giants passed on him last year.
How about
already.
Miami, Del?
Yeah, let's give him to Miami.
Why are we just giving?
How about the Giants?
They already passed on him last year. They didn't like him.
They're not going to like him. But they might like him as a third rounder.
He's behind Eli, though. How's that going to go? First of all, that's a disaster waiting to happen. Josh Rosen in New York is not going to go well.
No,
but
that,
let's just say it happened. But I think they already passed on him because they didn't like him.
Let's put it this way. Josh Rosen needs some time. How about to the Packers as a backup? You know what? They could use a backup.
And that's an expensive backup. Well, actually, it's a highly inexpensive backup. Like a third. Actually, that's what a – if you moved a third for Josh Rosen, that's
now,
a backup.
He's still getting paid like a first.
No, he's not. He's getting paid $6 million over the next 4 years. Backups make right now $5 million a year.
Oh, no, but he's getting paid like a first rounder.
No, he's all the accelerated money's done. The only money that is – this is what shocked me. Over the next 4 years.
Oh, they paid his.
Yeah,
his,
signing bonus. Yeah. Over the next 4 years, anybody who trades for Josh Rosen owes him just over $6 million for the next 4 years.
Wow.
It's a huge bargain. Way less than a backup cost.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know that he'd be the most fun to deal with, but I do feel like Aaron Rodgers actually might be good for him.
You know what? Anywhere.
It actually makes some sense.
Anywhere. Tennessee. Tampa.
With BA. That's an interesting one. Tampa actually is, I actually do think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Right behind Jameis, and if Jameis doesn't get it done, you go with Josh Rosen. Bruce Arians has a vertical game. I don't know that that's his strength coming out of college, but still. What about the Texans?
What
back
about
up, the... we get rid of Brandon Whedon?
Ooh. No, that's the, see.
Oh, what you doing?
Yeah.
What you are you saying?
Go, yeah.
Oh, no. No.
He's less expensive than Brandon Whedon.
He'd be, he'll be third here.
You know what I had heard? I had heard the Texans had interest in Case Keenum. Now that he's gone, I'll say it. That if he got cut, they wanted Case Keenum as a backup here.
Yeah, it would be a good backup.
Yep.
No, he'd be expensive, though.
As a backup.
He ain't taking
They have money. They have money. It's
no,
not
I know they have money, but it would be better spent elsewhere.
Well, I think they would have paid $6, $7 million for Case Keenum as a backup if he would have taken it. Because you do have a quarterback who you know, could...
Man, all the K-sites here would...
Nah, not over.
Anytime
not over
Jameis,
Deshaun.
You just anytime tell him to Deshaun shut up. Threw a interception.
You just tell him to shut up. Just say, shut up.
Yeah. Keenum what about Mike's? Cincinnati? I mean, there's a lot of places Josh Rosen would fit.
Oh, listen, for Josh Rosen.
There's a lot of places because, you know what, you're going to sit here, we'll learn, because this is what you need anyway. We're not sure you're a starter in the league. There's no reason to believe that you're
he was a first-round pick.
Yeah, but we can't be sure that he's a – there were a lot of first-round picks that aren't starters.
They all get a chance to start.
Yeah.
Name one who doesn't start. If you're drafted in the first –
he kind of got a chance. Oh, well. But he
wasn't a chance.
But he's
Let's
not
be a, fair. He didn't a, get a great chance.
He's not a first-rounder for whoever gets him now. He's a third-rounder for whoever gets
no
him now.
There's no value for
he's
him
Dave Ragone.
What? The kid played behind a horrific offensive line.
So did Dave Ragone.
And had, that's true. But at least Dave Ragone had Andre.
Well, you don't know where he's going. He could have a great wide receiver. You don't know nothing. You don't know about it.
Put him behind Big Philly, man. Let's get this going.
What?
Come on in.
Send him back to L.A.?
The anti Rosen.
Well,
Big
but
Philly,
you know what?
All about ball.
Big Philly would be perfect for him.
Big Philly might be good for him.
Yeah.
Might be good. I don't think Josh would learn from Big Philly. I think he'd just question everything Big Philly did.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you're doing any of this. None of this makes sense.
Doesn't have to make sense. I'm a Hall of Famer. Look at you. How many kids do you have? Zero, loser.
Wait a minute. Are you sure they have zero kids?
I don't think that's Josh Rosen.
What?
Josh Rosen doesn't
want
to
have we haven't even congrats. What about the Cougs getting a share, at least, of the conference title?
Oh, we still have to talk about them? They lost to UCF.
We still have to talk about them. They're going to be a 4 seed.
What?
What do you mean? Just because? Did you see they lost?
I don't know.
Did you see Big Taco beat Cincinnati last night, too?
Big Taco. It's Taco. Is it Taco
I like
fault?
To call him Big Taco.
Big Taco.
Big Taco. That's right. He's the Big Taco. He is the Big Taco at Taco Bell.
The giant guy?
He's the big...
Yeah, they beat Cincinnati. So the Cougs have locked up at least a share of the AAC title.
And I believe they've locked up the number one seed. I don't know why. But even if they lose to Cincinnati, I read that they're still the number one seed. So I'm hoping that's the case. But either way, you wonder they've locked up
Congratulations. When was the last time the Cougs won a regular season title?
It's been forever.
So
27 years?
That is kind of forever.
Yeah, 27 years.
Congratulations, Houston.
Yeah.
It's been that long since they won a conference title?
Conference title.
Is that was a Pat Foster team, I think. Holy crap. Yeah. Are you I remember watching that team.
Kelvin was asked about it last night. He said, I've only been here five, so I can't really, I don't know.
I think it was the team with, I believe Carl Herrera was on that team.
Yeah.
That was his team. So the 76ers are in town, and we will get to some of that when we come back. Joel Embiid, obviously, is out.
You might be watching it at Prime Social if you're still in the tournament today.
Ooh. Yeah, the tournament starts at noon, but
it won't last that long.
Does it start at noon?
Well, no, it also starts that at, one is it also starts 10,000 guaranteed today.
Yeah.
10,000 guaranteed. There are a lot of players.
But there's some people, but sometimes guys will come in like at 140.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they buy in and they get their add-on, and that's how they do it. So you don't have to be there at 12. If you say, oh, I can't make it at 12. I wish it started at 1. No, it's fine. As long as you get there before 2 o'clock, I get there by 150, you're going to be good. You're going to sign up, you're going to get into the tournament, and you're going to play some tournament poker. No limit hold'em, a chance for you to get a piece of that $10,000 guarantee pot. And our friends over at Prime, Steve and Brent and all the guys over there, they do such a great job of taking care of you. When you drive in, right off the bat, you're going to have a valet parker. Then you will get into the building, and you're going to see it's a beautiful standalone building. It was formerly a really nice restaurant, so the layout is incredible. And then they've got great food and beverages for you, cash games, tournament games. Every single day there's cash games going on, but every single day there's a tournament. Noon every day except Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's a chance for you to go take advantage of great cash games and tournament games with an atmosphere that's unbelievable. As John mentioned previously, the more you play, the better chance you have of getting into this big free roll tournament and a chance to win a Jeep. A Jeep. Go to 7801 Westheimer and see it for yourself, or go to the website, primesocialtx.com. 7801 Westheimer. Between Voss and Fondren, it's Prime Social.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, Philly comes in here tonight to play the Rockets. They lost their last game against the Bulls. Bulls not a good basketball team, but they're playing harder. They're doing you see the Bulls, they had the 4 overtime game. They just won against Philadelphia. They're playing harder now. But Philly lost their last game. How many times has Philly lost back-to-back games this year?
4?
3 times all year.
Yeah.
And they don't have a 3-game losing streak. Pretty good.
It's way better than I would have thought.
Yeah.
It's amazing that, you know, in the East, we think a lot about Toronto. There's been a lot of talk about the Celtics, a lot about Philadelphia. But I really think Philadelphia, with the addition of Butler, I mean, they're a team that could win it all if they have to have a lot of things happen. But the primary one is keeping Joel Embiid healthy. But if you keep him healthy, they have the right mixture of talent, size, athleticism, attitude. Pretty smart head coach. I think they'd have a shot. I think they'd have a real shot over there coming from the East. It would still be difficult because they don't have, I mean.
Make it four, excuse me.
Okay.
4 times all year. But they don't have a 3-game losing streak, and it's only happened 4 times all year. Pretty good. Yeah, they got a shot in the East.
No. I think they'd have a shot to win the championship if everything fell into place. They do have enough size, athleticism, talent. They don't have the experience, though. Not at a high level.
No, but the addition of Tobias Harris, he's actually scoring more per game than Butler is for them.
Who would be the guy in the playoffs? The one big advantage the Rockets always have is that they know who their guy is.
Yeah.
Now, if the guy doesn't show up, that's a problem. But at least there's not a pecking order question.
Well, I think they're playing a different brand because they're going to Embiid. Embiid is going to get the ball, and Embiid is going to score. Whereas it just seems like every other team is perimeter oriented. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one team that continues to feed the big man, and he's carried now. And without him, they're 4-3 right now in the seven games that he hasn't played. These last seven games that he hasn't played. They need Joel Embiid if they're going to win anything. That's for sure. But they're good enough with Tobias Harris. Ben Simmons is still, I don't know. I mean, for me, the jury's still out. He's got to shoot better. But with Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, and I mean, this is a pretty damn good basketball team.
Yeah.
They can win, especially what we've seen out of when the Rockets go into this past week with Toronto. They didn't look very good. Although that's a good basketball team too. I'm telling you, Milwaukee is a beast. Man, that's a beast of a team. I got my money on them coming out of the East.
Milwaukee? Yeah, I mean, the East is really competitive with Toronto, Milwaukee. Now you just say Toronto, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia. I don't even feel like the seven. I don't think Toronto, Milwaukee, yeah, and Philadelphia. I don't think there's any way the Celtics factor. It's just too dysfunctional.
It really is.
I don't think they can just pull it together.
Unless Kyrie Irving doesn't play.
Obviously,
again.
I like LeBron coming out of the West. And then, you know, whoever else the East throws is just going to be fodder.
Did you see Charles Barkley call him out yesterday, Dell?
He called him out. He just wanted him to come.
Well, he wants. Yeah, because they do have players who don't make the playoffs in studio.
Yeah, part of the broadcast, yeah.
Well, but that's really, really kind of unfair. It was a little disrespectful, if you want to know the truth. He was being a little disrespectful. That's just me. Apparently, the Astros and Dallas Keuchel cannot come to terms. He has turned down, and I don't blame the Astros. He's turned down 1- and 2-year contract offers from the Astros. He wants a long-term deal that's going to give him big money, and that just ain't happening. Why do you think he's not signed? There's a reason you're not signed, Dallas Keuchel. You ain't getting that $100 million deal. It ain't happening. It's soft tossing lefties ain't getting that kind of money anymore.
No.
Especially guys who blow up in the first inning.
Yeah, you're more inconsistent.
He was 12-10. He had a 3.74. I mean, that's not $100 million money. I know you were one of the best pitchers in baseball. That was back in 2015. That's a while ago now. God, you know what sells is big strikeout numbers. Scherzers, Coles, Verlanders. That's Strasburgs. Those guys, that's what sells. Mm-hmm. Klubers, not soft tossing lefties.
No.
They just don't.
That didn't sell. It's but for the right price it does. I would take him in a heartbeat if I were the Astros. I would take him in a heartbeat, but if he doesn't want to be here, what are you going to do?
Well, right, but you know what? I like they're going about it. That's all they're offering is a 1- or 2-year deal. That's it.
Keep the door open too. Hey, listen, if you're not happy with whatever, we'll be your fallback option. But
a 1-year deal, pitch, prove that you are better. Of course, you know he's another year older then. Then that guaranteed money, it's slipping away. But I think it's already slipped away for him. I think a long term deal has already slipped away for Dallas Keuchel.
You think so?
I do. I don't, well, because he's asking.
What is long term? Can he get a 4-year deal? I don't think he can if he doesn't have one yet. You know, with the Yankees.
Are you going to tie yourself up with Dallas Keuchel?
What about the Yankees?
Are you kidding?
Sabathia, Severino.
They just signed Hap. They just signed Paxton.
But they just had some injuries with pitchers, too.
It's Severino.
Of course, what would they give for him?
They got three lefties already in the rotation. Sabathia, Hap, and Paxton.
But Sabathia, isn't Sabathia out?
Well, but he's going to be gone.
He's always anyway. In and out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess what would you give up?
It would
make some sense from a roster standpoint, but financially now, they're not going to overpay.
In that bandbox, you want a ground ball pitcher, and that's what Dallas Keuchel is.
That's what he can be.
He can, yeah.
When he's good, yeah.
But he's got too many runners
Dallas,
on base.
Just come back.
His whip is too high.
Just stop with this other stuff. Obviously, nobody wants you or likes you except in Houston. So let's, you know, squash this, take the 2-year deal. How much, John? How much are we giving him? 14 a year?
Charlie Morton got 15 a year. You're going to give him 14? Really?
I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings getting $14 million.
Wow.
A year.
You're a little Dell? It's John, again a little disrespectful.
You're trying to pay everybody on earth.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
No. Charlie Morton won a World Series single-handedly. It feels like that's his legend.
It kind of does. Who led the league? Who led the league in hits allowed last year?
It's not Keuchel.
211.
Is it?
Yeah. 211 hits.
Who had more hits, him or Altuve?
Oh, him. He gave up more hits. Yeah. Altuve. He was durable. 34 starts last year.
No, it matters right now with this team.
No, it absolutely does.
Although he didn't get those innings like you're used to seeing last year. Not as many innings from Dallas Keuchel in terms of per start.
No, he pitched 204 innings. Gave up 211 hits. That whip is just way too high, dude.
What is it?
1.3. 1.4.
Oh,
in his,
that's way high.
It was 1.0 in his Cy year.
Yeah, well, you're not getting that. I would take, man, I feel like I would take 1.2, and that's not even a good whip. You want it in the 1.1s. I mean, you don't want it in the 1.2s. I would take that with him right now.
He faced more hitters than anybody in baseball last year. 874 in 204 innings. That's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah, I don't. You just can't. You just can't. They're doing the right thing, and if it's going to be a 1 or 2 year deal, come here where you know people. And oh, by the way, you're going to be the third starter behind, and a chance to win and win big again.
Right.
Come home, Dallas.
Just come home.
$12 million.
I like it. I like that it's gone down. I love it. You know what? Come home.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
Let me tell you something.
A little out of order yourself.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
You can insult me with $12 million any day.
Here's another thing.
Let's be relative about it, John. What did Dallas Keuchel make last year?
Dallas Keuchel, I'll have to look up his.
15?
Here, I can tell you.
Do you have an answer? Or you just
I'll look it up. But I was asking just.
This
so
is
I
what
have
I say.
To.
Give him his $11 million.
Hey, how come it keeps dropping?
Give him his $11 million.
He made 13.2 last year.
He made 13.2,
and give him a gift card.
Well, the year before 9. The year before 7.
Yeah,
let's get back to the good old days.
Listen, here's the deal.
What 7?
I got a deal for you. $10 million. And we're going to give you some stars. Like, if you get, like, 4,000 stars, we're going to open up a Starbucks credit card for you. And if you spend $500 in the first 3 months, we're going to give you 4,500 stars. And 125 stars gets you a free drink, Dallas. So it's kind of like the Astros are giving you
y'all out here
free coffee,
y'all
too.
Here
for
trying
your
to rob that man. You're trying to rob that
million.
Man.
Hey.
Y'all trying to rob that
you
man.
You know what he made in his Cy Young year?
What did he make?
$524,000.
Well, that's baseball for
you. Let's get back.
What? Did he really?
Year.
All right, I'm going to give him $6 million. And I think what? That's very, I think it's very fair. I keep going down. You keep talking me down.
All right, relax, Matt Kuchar. You both, Matt Kuchar.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you some new shoes.
Ooh. What type? New Balance
shoes.
Or some Nikes?
I'm going to give you some new Balance. They're going to be version one. Actually, I'm going to give you some new Stephs. Well, they're the first version of the Stephs. And I'm going to give you a Houston Rocket Western Conference Finals Championship shirt that was pre-printed.
830.
What would Matt Kuchar pay? What would Matt Kuchar pay Dallas Keuchel if he was a Mexican-born pitcher?
200.
About 4,000.
Yeah,
that's way below the minimum, John. Yeah,
that's all. That's all he's getting.
What's the minimum? What's the veteran minimum?
That's all he's getting.
What's the veteran minimum?
500.
500,000?
500 in that neighborhood.
Matt Kuchar's like, I'm going to give you 425. That's not even allowed. You can't give me 425. Can't I?
It's probably more than 500,000. I have to look up veteran minimum in Major League Baseball. It's probably way more than that.
The Packers have come out preemptively and said,
we don't want him.
Don't be talking about Antonio Brown with us. Through Rob Domofsky. They said, the Packers said, we've never been involved. And we ain't getting involved, so don't be throwing our...
No, senor!
The Packers issued this statement that just said...
No, senor!
The Broncos came out and said, keep our names out your mouth.
No, 533,000. That's the veteran. That's the minimum.
No, I'd go up to 4 million for him.
All right, let's go. Let's talk about how about feeling better.
What? Now we're at 4.
This is like a Plinko game with his salary.
This is a Plinko.
3 million.
Let's talk about, I want to talk about feeling better. Who was it this morning? Was it not Dan Holden? No, it was one of the tweeters.
Are you talking about exercising?
Your diet? No.
Working out?
I'm talking about drinking and and taking your three cheers pills. That's what I'm talking about.
Feeling better.
That's how
like
you
that.
Feel better. You don't, running and all that crap.
How are you feeling
beat
now?
It. I feel fine.
Can I ask you, this is a serious question. If you keep taking Thrive even when you're not drinking, can it start to regenerate your liver?
What do you think?
I'd like for you to check it out.
Well, I actually would. I don't think it couldn't hurt you. Hey, you know what? Your liver's going to feel great. If you don't drink and you take Thrive, maybe you can donate your liver.
Take it like a supplement, maybe, John.
Maybe it'll make up for all those years of liver abuse I had. Maybe.
That's what I'm getting at.
Here's the deal. Is Thrive does help your liver. I don't know how because I'm not a scientist. And this was designed by PhDs and scientists from Ivy League schools and, you know, by smart people. And they did this and they said, here's a great idea. Let's let everybody feel better after they have a few drinks. Okay. And that's exactly what's going to happen. If you are going to be out there having a few cocktails, if you're not observing Lent like I am and having a few cocktails, that's fine. But take your three cheers before you go to bed. Cheershealth.com. It used to be Thrive. Now it's cheershealth.com. Take your three pills before you go to bed and you will feel better tomorrow. Cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. You see they're making a movie about Jeannie Bouchard? Lance, can you tell me who Jeannie Bouchard is?
I think I know who she is.
Yeah, obviously.
Who?
She was the one who came before Julia Childs was a French chef.
No, it's different.
Isn't she like the really attractive, is she golf or a tennis player?
Tennis.
Tennis, yeah. She's like, as you would say, smoke.
She is a smoke.
Little known fact, she's show. French.
No, Bouchard, isn't she like French-Canadian or something?
Same.
Do you know what they're making a movie about her for?
What is she's not that successful at tennis, so what is it about?
Well, she has won. She has won before.
Yeah, she's not Kournikova unsuccessful, but
no, Anna Kournikova was a Wimbledon finalist. But apparently, this young man was smitten by her.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And he tweeted her, "If Patriots win, we go on a date. If the Patriots win a Super Bowl, we go on a date." And she said, sure. Patriots won. They went on a date, and they're making a movie about it. Apparently, we'll make movies now.
That's it?
That's the story.
This has happened before. Like, other guys have tweeted to actresses or athletes, and they wound up dating them, or at least go to prom or something like that.
Right.
But this one, they're going to make a movie out of it.
Yeah, apparently these two are still dating.
Yeah, they've actually extended this. It wasn't just a one-time thing.
No. They went to they went to a Brooklyn Nets game, and now they're seeing each other. So
what's the drama? He tweeted her. There has to be drama in a romantic comedy, right? So what's going to happen?
Yeah, I don't.
That's the thing. We don't know what's going to happen.
But that's how.
This could be a great story. Usually you'd let it flesh out into where, like, they get married and then you make the movie.
Yeah.
But now we're. The Patriots
or
won.
If he kills her or something.
Yeah, I mean, okay. That's the other darker angle. Usually it's like.
That's ugly.
It's a rom-com and it used
to
be.
That won't be a funny rom-com. I don't know.
No, that's more of an Oscar Pistorius piece.
But. Remember the Playboy model Mario Hemingway played?
Mario Hemingway.
And
Margot something.
Yeah, and the guy killed her. He was a.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a dark.
That wasn't great.
I don't want this one to end like that. I'm just saying that's a That's a different way.
No, because remember that used to be like 15 years ago as J-Lo was a wedding planner and Matthew McConaughey was a was the groom, but he really liked her or whatever.
Right.
And then you like it's so I don't who's the rom-com guy now? Who's doing those?
There's this new kid.
Gerard Butler. Who is it?
Well,
he's old.
No.
This is kid who's he's kind of a Netflix star. He's done multiple Netflix romantic comedies, and he's the new guy. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. His first name's like Noah, like Centineo or whatever it is. That's the new up and coming guy, but he's like 23.
Oh, see the new.
Yeah. He's the new.
See, that might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to find the new. Who's the new romantic? Because that romantic comedy stuff used to be able to make a lot of money.
The guy who played Ted Bundy. What's his name?
That's a darker thing.
Oh, what's his name? Zac Efron?
Yeah, Zac Efron.
I don't even think he wants to do that
I think
anymore.
He's too old for that now.
You do?
Yeah, he's in his 30s now. I think he's too old to play.
I don't think he's interested
play.
In that anymore.
Like he's not
whole,
doing that anymore?
His whole like teenage series.
Who's going to play? Yeah. How about Bram Kohlhausen?
Who was that?
You remember him?
Oh, the TCU quarterback?
Yeah. Remember he was...
wasn't he the one that
went
was...
to Lamar, went to University of Houston, didn't play a down... The Oregon game against TCU in the Alamo Bowl, I want to say.
Yeah.
They were down 30, and Bram Kohlhausen comes in the second half. I don't think he played a down in college football.
Yeah.
And came in and won the game.
The Oregon,
how the hell did he come up into your...
Well, because movies about stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I actually met him and saw him, but they were going Disney's making a movie about him. I don't know if it's ever gone into the works. But we really like to make movies about stuff.
How do we not have? Here's one. I want to pitch you on this, and let me see if you guys like this.
Okay.
Immigrant father comes to the country.
I'm out.
What? Why?
No, go ahead.
Hold on. And he's got a son.
Russian mail order.
He's got a son, and he's trying to trick this son to get him and get him. Either out of the country or maybe to move in with his mom. I can't remember what it is.
You can't sell the rights to my life.
Listen.
Wait.
He's got a passport in one hand and a switch in the other behind his back. And he says,
that was never a
pick
thing.
One. And then like he tries it. He's like, we're going to Home Depot.
Home Depot?
Yeah.
Right. And then what happens?
Del, how would you?
What and then else, what happens? Del?
What else would we?
What would you
theoretically, what would you write?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like the story's dead in the water. You can't. There's nowhere to go from what you. You got to make it a narrative that people will believe.
Well,
that's an unbelievable narrative.
It's a success story. Then the kid goes and he starts to goes to this pizza place with roller coasters
inside. That kid never got shipped off anywhere. The older brother got shipped off.
Okay, the older brother gets shipped off. And the younger kid escapes.
The younger kid wasn't under
any
threat.
No, the younger kid took over the house because they got rid of the older brother. Actually, I think the younger brother probably conspired to get rid of the older brother so that he could have the house to himself.
The little brother's not Littlefinger.
Is he Brand?
Kind of is.
Does also the little brother always do this with his eyes? It rolls in the back of his head and he can see into the future?
The little brother's not the three-eyed raven.
No.
No.
The little brother is the carny that got rid of the older brother.
The little brother never worked at a carnival.
Is the little brother a snarky bi-coastal kid that's also rolled around in a wheelbarrow?
I've never...
Like Brand?
I've never... No. The little brother can walk with two legs.
Oh, okay.
His legs work.
Did the dad take the little brother to Vegas and make him stay in the truck instead of getting a hotel room?
That only happened a couple times.
Reset. I don't know this
we
one.
We don't have time. We got to do it on the other side.
Okay. Well, I forget things easy. Don't let me forget this one. I don't know this one.
What? You don't want to.
I don't
heard
know
about
Vegas.
You haven't heard about the Circus parking lot?
No. Circus. That's where he became a carny.
Was never
outside.
A carny.
Okay. Now let me just.
Circus.
Hold on. Just think about this during the break. This isn't a movie. This is a Netflix season.
Series.
Where. Okay, episode 3 is the circus.
Well, that did happen early in the little brother's life.
It did happen.
It happened after the older brother got shipped off, though.
It did?
That's
the older
fine.
Brother was already shipped off?
The older brother
by
got...
By circus?
I want to know what episode
well,
1 is.
Well, that is in season 3.
And I did not want to know what episode 10 is of season 1. Obviously, we're in season 3 now.
Yeah, if we get to season 4, the little brother who's now a grown man, when he's packing up, the dad stuff will find the mail order bride catalogs.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I want to know everything in between. That's already on season 4?
Yeah, and at some point in season 2...
I feel like this has gone too long. That should have been season 2.
At some point in season 2, the dad, while the little brother's in his presence, will tell a big lady that let the little brother cut in line for food. You don't look like you're hungry at all.
I'm going to tell you right now, whoever plays the little brother's dad is going to become a famous, like, you know who my favorite character on TV is right now? That's what they're going to say.
Yeah.
It's that guy.
Yeah. Del's
dad. Now
yeah.
we just need it.
Okay, we'll just call it Del's dad.
We just need a name for the show.
Uh-huh.
But we'll talk about that more.
Stranded.
Circus.
No.
I think.
No.
It's a Carney
circus
show.
Mail order son.
I'm not a mail order son. I'm not a mail order son.
Uh-oh. And no, and we ship our children, okay?
No children got shipped.
FedEx family.
West Coast, you got shipped West Coast to East Coast.
You did? You've been shipped?
I've never been shipped.
Well, your brother got shipped.
Well, he, yeah.
Beat it.
Yeah, first class.
Okay, stamp him.
Did he get tricked?
Beat it.
Was he tricked?
No, he got
tricked. He was tricked.
He got tricked.
That's episode one. We got to come out with the fire. I mean, you always have to grab people in episode one.
Hey, want to go to Home Depot with me?
Yeah. And let's not forget. Season 2, episode one. If we get a second season,
yeah.
Little brother's mom is married to a new guy,
it's a whole new
and
thing.
And the dad tells little brother, "Well, I don't know why you think you want to stay over there. They don't want you over there."
Oh man, no. This is 100% a show. This is a. Oh, he might not be everyone's favorite character.
They don't want you.
Yeah,
I take it back. He'd be John's favorite character.
What?
But not most of America. Yeah. John would say,
Tell your 13-year-old son who's your mother yeah. doesn't want you over there.
He sounds more like Ramsey Bolton, who, quite frankly,
Roose Bolton.
Yeah.
The dad.
Roose Bolton. Yeah.
Root.
The Olale send their regards. Why do you have chainmail on?
What? All right. 8:46 ESPN 97.5.
Tell you about Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic gives you the chance to get back to being the real you. What does that mean? It can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. First and foremost, get your energy level back to where it's supposed to be. That actually is the first thing that comes back is your energy level takes a boost. And I remember when the first time I got treatment, they said, by Thursday or Friday, you should feel a lot more energy. And I didn't think I would, but I was really wrong. It's a very obvious thing. The second thing that happens is that after 2 or 3 months, your body really starts to get the testosterone level back to where it's supposed to be, and you're going to notice you start to metabolize quicker, and your body starts to maintain the lean muscle mass much more easily. Now, if you start throwing workouts in with it and you start eating right, that's like a multiplier. You're going to see your body type change very, very rapidly, and you don't have to take my word for it. Just ask around. You'll see, Frank, you probably have some friends who are using Men's T Clinic because it has been so successful. Many people will go to Men's T Clinic after going somewhere else because they don't get the results from the other place. But Men's T Clinic goes out of their way to make sure that through their lab work, they fine-tune your dosage perfectly for you and your body type. Get your energy back. Get libido back if that's an issue. Get your drive at work back. Live your life. Live your best life on your weekends and on your weekdays. That cloud, that fog that's hanging over you, that is low testosterone in many cases. Go to menstclinic.com, Cypress, Pearland, Pasadena, and the Heights. Menstclinic.com. But I'm still caged
inside. ESPN 97.5.
Stadium. All of the lights, turn up the lights in here, baby. Extra bright.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Jack says Jeannie's not dating that guy. They don't even talk that much. I just saw where they've been together more than just that game. They've done a lot more stuff, I think. But okay, so the payoff would be their one date, and that's a movie? Really? That's a movie?
There's gotta be something else.
We got a much better movie about Dell. Okay,
no, and his way family. Better. We've got a whole series.
Somebody says Dell take the younger brother takes over the house so he could take a nap every day. Now that's a movie.
Well, I don't only take naps.
Well, that's kind
of
all.
Well,
we do.
Part of my day is
that's
taking
pretty
naps.
Much all you do.
No, it's not all I do. I take naps because why not? I haven't ruined my life with kids or a marriage.
What
take
about
a nap?
Dell is
what do you mean ruined your life?
What
you
about
mean have been blessed?
No,
you mean by that you mean blessed?
No, I meant ruined.
What about Dell is an a-hole? Like, that's the kind of thing that Netflix would name a show.
I don't mind. There was a show called End of the Effing World.
Yeah.
You can call that.
I watched some of that. That kid was a weird...
Boy, that was a weird show.
So, tell me the Circus Circus story. I'm not going to forget. I wrote it down.
Here. Well, grew up in Southern California, so we would take trips to Vegas maybe twice a year. About a 4 or 5 hour drive. Now, my dad had one of those old school... Well, it's not old school then. It's old school now. One of those big flat... Not big, but it's a Nissan two-seater flatbed truck. So, we would just pack a bag each. Maybe. It was usually a surprise. I'd get up at like 4 a.m. on a Saturday morning, and we'd be driving to Vegas. He wouldn't even tell me.
Your dad makes scary trips. Like, hey, surprise, we're going somewhere. You mean when you sent my brother away?
Not that. No.
We're going on what, Dad?
4 o'clock.
Every time you took a trip with him, did you think you were going to be deported?
No, because I had an American mom. My brother didn't. So that was his mother was in Nigeria. So I don't think he'd get away with sending me someplace without my mom consenting.
Right.
She was in the country and in the state at the time. So we would go to Vegas, and I didn't know any better, but I think probably when I was 11 or 12, the hotel thing wasn't a thing. Like, we would just drive. We would drive, spend the day there, and then drive around the Circus Circus parking lot at night, wait for, I guess, security to stop checking, and we would park in the Circus Circus parking lot and sleep. And this is not like an SUV where I can go sleep in the back. It was him and me side by side with the only thing between us, the stick shift, and I would sit in the front and go to bed. And one time we went to Thomas and Mack Center, and I wanted to get a basketball, UNLV basketball. And he wanted me to get the smaller basketball so we would have more room for leg room so I could sleep. He didn't want me to get the bigger basketball.
A basketball made that much difference?
Look, you know how small those trucks were?
Yeah, it's just a regular small truck.
Mazda red, big flatbed, two-seater truck. They're really small.
Hey, Dan, let's go on another trip. Never.
So sleeping in the truck, and this was like
circling around waiting for security to roll out.
He didn't ever want to get a room because we were there for one night. Like we would it would be a Saturday night thing. We'd stay and then we drive back Sunday morning.
But what did you do when you were in Vegas?
Well, I was a kid, so I didn't mind playing the arcades. We would just drive. We would eat, go to buffets, and play. I would play arcades.
So you would get to.
He would drive to Vegas to eat. Did he gamble a lot?
No, he had to be gambling.
He gambled a little bit, but I was in the arcade, so I never saw it. I was like 11. So what would I know about? We would take in the sights, and this was before Vegas really got to be the entertainment capital that it is now.
So, Dell, you may have seen this movie. Have you ever seen Good Will Hunting?
I have.
Okay. So you've seen it, right, John? So you know the scene. So Dell's got these stories about him and his dad. So Will, Matt Damon's character, so Will was holding on to a lot of stuff. He was holding on to a lot of stuff. And in a scene, Robin Williams pours some out. Robin Williams says, "Hey, it's not your fault." He goes, "What? I know." He goes, "No, it's not your fault. You know, thanks." He goes, "It's not your fault." He keeps saying, "It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault." Over and over. And eventually, the emotions just spring out and he starts crying. And it's like this breakdown that changes the whole movie. It's the turning point of the whole movie with this kid with this hard exterior finally has this emotional breakthrough of stuff he's been hanging on to. If that scene happened with Dell, it's not your fault. I know. It's not your fault. I know. That would go on for 10 minutes where he would keep saying, I know. There'd be no breakdown. Wait,
that's an episode.
Is that it?
I know. Okay, can I take a nap now? I know it's not my fault.
Is that it? And then you'd have the therapist go, I can't do anything with this.
Okay, Dell, you're an a-hole. And? What?
And?
Yeah. And? What?
I mean, are you insulting me or complimenting me?
Everyone's waiting for the emotional breakdown.
Is that a fact?
It's not happening.
Is that a question?
I mean, is this just a time period where we state facts? What are we doing here?
Yeah, right.
Dell, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't my fault. It was his fault.
Okay.
No, it's not your fault.
No, you know it's your fault?
Why do you keep
repeating the same thing?
Listen, seriously, I'm getting really tired. I need to sleep down. Yep. Why don't you keep talking? I'm going to lay on this couch. Isn't that what they do? I lay on the couch.
You talk, I'll lay on the couch. You break me down, and I'll fall asleep to it.
And then
Chris Solis has requested more stories about your dad's Vegas runs. He knows that there's more in here, and he wants another story.
But wait a minute. So now the younger brother grows up. And he's taken over the house. He got his brother deported so he can take over the house and take naps. But granny next door.
I didn't get my brother deported.
Who he's, it's so, granny next door, who he's having relations with, now all of a sudden builds up this
it's
wall.
It's based on a true story. It's not all going to be true.
All
it's
the other
not
stuff,
all going to be true, Del. It's based on a true story.
Now you're
Hollywood takes liberties.
Yeah, I guess.
And she's not going to be old. She's going to be hot. Don't worry.
It's going to be Kate. Let's see. Who could be the granny at this point?
It's not Kate
Beckinsale.
Oh, my God.
She's 40-something. She could play the granny.
Oh.
I got visibly angry yesterday.
Elizabeth Hurley.
I just found
she's
out.
She's 50. But that's not
hold
bad.
On. Do you know
have
that
you Pete, seen her lately?
Yeah, she's still, she looks fine. She's still,
she's
good.
Still strong.
Do you know that Pete Davidson is now going out with Kate Beckinsale?
But did you see him kiss?
Some people think it's just a promo run because she has an Amazon series. Some people like she's just with them for the promo.
It doesn't matter. Why is anybody with this dude? Ariana Grande and her?
You know why?
What?
Have you seen what Ariana wrote about him?
What?
Somebody said something, and she was like, dude's like...
No, I haven't seen that.
Yes, Ariana Grande said, oh, yeah. He's it certainly ain't his looks.
That was on the stream.
Okay. It ain't his looks, okay?
No.
Dude, but apparently, dude is... He's going okay. So that's how he's getting these
financially?
Yeah.
I don't want to push. I don't want to push the...
Well, I
don't want to well, give
that's what
you
Ariana Grande... somebody tweeted about something about 10, the number 10, and she said, you mean... you mean his... Yeah.
Well, okay. Now it's Kate Beckinsale. That just makes no sense.
Well, guess what? He's old for her. He's 25. She went out with a 22-year-old last...
Dang.
Yeah. And she's 46 or something. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She'll definitely play that. Nah, she probably wouldn't be granny role.
Shout out my son Drake.
But I'd like it.
Bring her home.
Come on.
Hey, Nick, Drake is going to bring home Kate Beckinsale. You don't care, do you? Cool.
Why would Nick care?
I don't want her in my
house. Is she going to pay his insurance? That'd be great. Yeah. 850.
Hey. Is there any way y'all can get married so you can get on her insurance?
858 ESPN 97.5 or Heel joins the fray next.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.